on the earth. But he is using all of that in which to make each one of you more sensitive, more discerning, that you may know my ways, and that you may hear my voice, and that you will walk in the ways that I have prepared for each one of you and for this church. Do not be alarmed by what you hear or what you see, for you are living in times of complexities, wars, rumors of wars, fears, anxieties, and all of this is instrumental leading toward that one world that is already now upon you. But I, the Lord, bring you back to Calvary, and I bring you back to those promises, and I bring you back to the victory that I triumphed upon the cross. For they are the very means of causing you to look wholly and completely upon me and me alone. If you look to man, it will fail you. If you look to the arm of the flesh, it will fail you. If you cause your eyes to turn away from my word and my promises, you will be perplexed and confused. But I am delivering you in this hour, says the Lord. I am delivering you in what would outwardly appear as impossible circumstances. But I am doing that so that you will know and see that I am God. For each of you need a greater revelation of the God that you serve. And you will never see him looking to the world, but you will only see him as you come together, as you pray and you intercede and as you seek me. You will only see him when you come to such meetings like this, where my word is given to you to change those hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. You will only know my ways, says the Lord, as I allow each one of you to be delivered right in your trials. Your trials, says the Lord, are to deliver you from fear, from doubt and unbelief. And all the while those doors are still open, you are still held and trapped by the enemy. But I have come to set you free, says the Lord. And if the Son shall set you free, then you are free indeed. And enjoy that freedom, that liberty. And do not let the enemy draw you back under bondage, under the law. For you have fulfilled the law by your faith, your obedience in Christ Jesus. Therefore, walk in that. Walk in that. Expect that, says the Lord. Rely on that. Do not question my love in your life. Do not question me. For my love holds you firm and secure, says the Lord. And let that firmness and security be an anchor to your soul. Never doubt me again, says the Lord. No, you may not always know the ways I'm leading you. No, there are ways that I cannot yet reveal to you, because each of you are in a spiritual warfare. And the reason that I do not always reveal to you is because I do not want the enemy to know. He must not know my plan, my sovereign hand over each of your lives. And this is why he comes like a roaring lion. And that is all he can do. He's trying to take you, your heart, your vision, your mind away from me, so that you cannot see my plan being fulfilled in your life. And that is why I do not reveal. This is why I do not show the future. And this is why you walk each day by faith. Because I have a plan for each one of you and for this church. And it is a divine and sovereign plan. And I have already revealed and shown much to you. But I withhold many things simply because of the warfare that you are in. The walk that you are in. And how the enemy comes to trick and to try to trip you up. Therefore, this is why I work in the way that I do. So do not question this anymore. Do not get disgruntled. Do not get despondent about the way I'm leading and guiding you. It is because the enemy would try to destroy you. But the good news is, I have overcome him, and I have overcome all things. And as you look to Calvary, And as you confess and overcome by the blood of the Lamb, you will and you are overcoming the powers of darkness, says the Lord.